You are listening to the oneofus.net podcast network. One of Us is a podcast and video network funded all but entirely by donations and subscriptions. We do accept pitches for audio-based or banner ads, but on a case-by-case basis. If you're interested in that, contact us at oneofusnet@gmail.com. With the amount of audio and video content we generate, it is expensive and extremely time-consuming to keep things running. Please go to the webpage oneofus.net and sign up for a subscription at $2, $5, $10, or $25 and get a ton of bonus content. One of Us needs and appreciates all your support. Infestation, South by Southwest, 2022. I am Chris Cox. Joining me is Sir Dr. Wright Sulak.
I like the sort of beat poet thing, like Infestation, 2022.
Yeah, the whole that way. The movie we're looking at today is Slashback.
It's Slashback.
Slashback.
Not backslash, not back, but Slashback.
We don't know why it's Slashback. We literally were talking about this before. Do you know why this movie's called Slashback? No, I have no idea.
Yeah, it might be something about part of the Inuit culture, yeah. But we are two white men in Austin, Texas. We have no idea.
I mean, that was the thing right there that made me want to see this, because it is a Inuit starring, Inuit made film, mm-hmm. but that is a sci-fi horror.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, okay, cool. Let's do this. I want to see what that would look like.
And it's about young kids kicking ass. I was like, okay, that sounds fun.
I mean, all right. So this takes place in a tiny little town way up on like the edge of the Arctic Circle, which I just, like, I would have nightmares just thinking about living someplace like that. I cannot stand the cold. So
No, I can't either.
And I can't stand like places with no Wi-Fi. So
well, they did have Wi-Fi.
They did have Wi-Fi. It was spotty.
But I know it was science fiction, but I was kind of like, do they really have Wi-Fi up there? It's like they were in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Well, it follows, as you said, a group of teenage girls who you've got Micah, Jesse, Lena, and Uki. And I think Uki was the one who was the really young one, right?
Well, there's, yeah, maybe.
Yeah.
Lena, did you say Lena?
Yeah, I said Lena. Okay. I got Lena. Of course, how could I forget Lena?
Yeah, I don't know. Well, because there's the rich girl. I forget her name. Anyway, yeah. It doesn't matter.
Anyway, it doesn't matter. So they're like, okay, well, we want to, you know, we like getting away with stuff because we're teenagers. And they take one of their dad's boats and a gun and, you know, a rifle, because they're all, I mean, this is a hunting culture, right?
Right.
And they go out to what they call the land, which I guess is just kind of like a little peninsula.
Well, it's like, it's in Texas terms, it's like, it's out in the pasture.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And just to fuck around, I guess. I don't know. It's just the way you do things like that.
I mean,
like,
they have not a whole lot to do.
Yeah. There's nothing to do in this town.
And except for have your parents go all together at the local community center and get drunk.
Yeah. Yeah, which is going to happen that night. Like, yeah. They're like, all the parents just, when it happens, they even say, oh, hate it, because they just go out and they disappear for several hours and they just come home all drunk and it's annoying.
Yeah.
Anyway, so they're out there and they see what it looks like a polar bear, but then the thing starts, like, one of them, like, takes the gun and shoots at it, even though it's so far away it doesn't even see them, and then it starts charging them. And they're like, oh, fuck, but you're telling us, even as an audience member, you're like, something's wrong going on with this polar bear, because it's running all weird and shit.
Well, it looked like, I was like, oh, God. It looked like it was a guy in a polar bear suit.
Right.
Like, stumbling around, like, oh, this looks really bad. But I'm glad they commented on it, because it does for a reason.
Yes. And so they end up, well, that was scary. And they go back home and things start to get weirder from there very quickly. First off, one of them who feels like everybody is judging her for the situation, decides she's going to go back out there and figure out what's going on.
She's dared to go back out there.
And she realizes, oh my God, there's a giant alien thing and all these animals with stuff in them and they're dragging people around. And before you know it, of course, because earlier in the movie, they referenced the thing very directly, like literally one of them is telling the rest of the story, like C-3PO around the campfire with the Ewoks. And yes, there you start seeing some of the adult characters you saw earlier in the film showing up with their skin hanging loosely off them and they can't really walk normally, all trying to chase the girls. It's kind of the main thing you'd compare it to is Attack the Block.
Yes,
for sure. Yeah. In that sense.
And the parents are all gone. They can't get them to answer the phone because they're all drunk at this thing. So the kids have got to take on the aliens.
Step up and take charge.
And, you know, I mean, cool premise. I think ultimately the problem is here is that these aliens are not, despite what they do, they're not particularly threatening because they're really slow and incompetent.
Because well, the aliens themselves are like, it's like a, they're kind of like slither worms in a way. Yeah. Like they're just like little tentacles, but like they're supposed to be sucking your blood. They're almost like leeches.
Yeah.
And that's it. And yeah, like as you said, when they take over a body, they're lumbering and they don't know what they're doing. Right. And, I think you can like run away from
it. It's like Vincent D'Onofrio and Men in Black, but even more so. Except they can't even talk or anything, you know?
Yeah, they're like, yeah. They're completely.
They're literally just tentacles inside of a human skin.
Yeah. Which at some point you kind of get to see is like, oh, that looks pretty gnarly.
That's a thing. Is like the effects are good here. The creature is creepy. The girls are, you know, likable, if not particularly great actresses. I mean, they're not terrible. They're just really young kids.
And I think that's what like is really cool about this is that the director, obviously, it feels like they went to this town. And I wish we actually sat for the Q&A just to see what they said. But like, it seems like a very local production.
Yeah.
And like they got a, you know, maybe some of the kids from the local theater or whatever it was.
So like this town decided, our town is dying. We need to figure out how to save it.
Right. We'll and that would have been a way more interesting movie.
Look at an alien horror film. See, the movie within the movie of that would have been the movie to make.
Right, exactly. Right? But yeah, I mean, they try their damnedest because they're young and I think it's a really admirable effort because it is a very charming movie.
Yeah. It's a lot of charm to it, and you're rooting for it the whole time. It's just,
it's
a little slow, you know. I mean, it's not going to be a horror classic, is all I'm saying.
No, and it's not really like that scary, but but like the some of the action little set pieces are good. It's just like as you said, it's slow to get to those points. It's like, all right, let's get there. But it like the aliens are slow, so it takes a minute.
But I definitely would watch whatever this director does next. It's an interesting early effort from them.
And it's shot really well.
Yeah, very, very well directed.
Yeah, it was like, I think their first feature.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like right out of the gates. It makes it look great.
Yeah, considering that it's got to be super low budget, right?
But
even then, she did a lot with a little for what was available there. So, yeah. I give it a high, you know, A for effort, a C for actual when you watch the movie.
Sure.
But, you know, it's a fun C. It's a bouncy C.
It's a jaunty C. I did notice one little detail about it that I was like, oh, I guess that's true, is that the whole thing takes place in daylight.
Yeah.
Because in the Arctic Circle, it wouldn't actually really get dark.
See, that's another thing that would suck about living up there. I would hate that. I'm not even fond of the sun during the period we get it here. I'm like, come on.
And so I was trying to think about it. I was like, Jesus. So there's one point when like the kids are, you know, taking charge, trying to kick ass, and they're hunting around. Like, oh, this must be like at like 2 a.m. for them or something like that.
Right. You never know.
Yeah.
It's always this. It looks the same.
Yeah. And so, but like, that's clever, I think. And just you know, utilizing what you have there. And, I liked it enough. It was like, A for effort for sure.
Yeah. Well, that is it for our review for Slashback. Join us for more Infestation South by Southwest 2022 reviews.
2020 reviews.